bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, Christina and I went to the white carpet of My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
I think it's My Greek Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Well, somebody who could give us a bit of advice on how to say it was Effie, who we spoke to, and also Mia Vidalos, who plays Tula in the movie.
The star of the show. She was quite the lovely lady. Oh,
she was, and she even had a bit of advice for you, Christina.
She did.
Yes, this is a triple threat podcast.
The premiere of My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
You're about to say red carpet again, but it's definitely white carpet, James.
And you guys had a bit of a chat with a couple of people.
Yeah, we did. So we went along to represent Joy, and it was quite joyful. We had a great time. So there were so many different people there. When Effie came past, I did have to grab her because I thought that she was definitely someone that could...
Gives us a bit of love.
It gives us a bit of love and also understands and appreciates what we do at Joy. And, of course, she had a lot to say, so we just condensed it into a short little snippet.
Yeah.
She was looking fab as always.
Oh, dull to the nines.
I would love to know, and I don't know if I'm allowed to ask this question. Is her hair real?
Well, we did ask her a little bit about the hair as well, Christina. I had my own ulterior motives for it.
You did.
This is what happened when you caught up with Effie.
But I love you guys. I'm always in there.
I know. We've got lots of...
My mascot.
Yeah, now, Effie, your hair is your best attribute, or one of your best attributes. I've got a bit of a bald patch starting. Just wondering, how do I get the volume like you to just cover it up?
Well, it's a Sarah Lee effect. It's layer upon layer upon layer. Okay. You know, you just got to fold. It's like puff pastry, you know?
Not good at wrapping presents, though, so I think I need a bit of practice.
Well, look, it takes a hairdresser to teach a few tricks of the trade.
All right.
But I'm sure you can get there. You can get some volume in there, no problem.
And lastly, you've got a very big fan base in our community. Why do you think that all of our community love you so much and have embraced you?
Because they know that I get them and I dig them, and I suppose I came out of the cultural closet, you know, a long time ago, and they're coming out of closets too. They're just slightly different, that's all. But if consenting adults want to have fun together, I say Wang Chung, people.
Absolutely. You should be like Prime Minister.
Exactly. I wouldn't do it. It's too ugly for me. Too many bitch fights every day.
Think of all the great dresses though.
Can you imagine if she was Prime Minister?
Prime Minister.
The federal address would be hilarious. Question time ratings would go through the roof for ABC Question Time, I think.
But the world would possibly be a bit more harmonious. Possibly.
Maybe, possibly.
Well, like she said, each to their own. So that would be, we'd be able to pass some laws that aren't currently passed.
Yes,
so,
yes, we certainly would.
Yosh. I can't do that. The girl next to us was actually really good.
Oh my God, I actually thought it was Effie for a second.
An impersonating Effie. Yosh. But, of course.
At the end of the day, there is only one. There's only one Effie.
But of course, we were there for the premiere of My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Now, being Italian, I did say that I do love the first one.
Yep.
Big fan.
But I love how you really connected with Nia on a personal level.
Well, when you meet someone, you've got to try and find a way to connect. So that's what I did.
And so you asked her about about living at home. You told her that you still lived at home.
Yeah, because I'm proud of it. I am proud of it.
And so you asked her some advice,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And this is what Nia said.
No, I think you're doing the right thing. Now that I'm a mother, I see that Tula was wrong in the first movie.
Did my mom pay you? Or?
My daughter actually finally saw this movie, and she said to me, "Don't worry, I'm not going to go away to college." But she's 11.
That is a big theme in the movie. Pretty much you kind of turning into your mum and trying to hold your daughter tight. Is that art imitating life?
I believe that no matter what we think, it's not do we become our parents, it's when do we become our parents. Because during the Olympics, I sit down with my daughter and I'm giving her the whole history of Greece, and my husband gives me the hairy eyeball from across the room. He's like, okay, Gus.
Oh, no.
What?
So I'm going to become my mum.
Yeah, yeah.
God, she's going to love this.
Oh, she's lovely.
Anyway, we loved it. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much as well.
Quite fitting that we have our mums on the show today for International Women's Day. And last night, Nia told us that we're all going to become our mothers or our fathers.
Oh, God, it is happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Isn't that funny, though? Because the first one is all about her trying to escape her mother, her family, essentially. And the second one is her realizing that, you know, she has become them. Aww. What? So give me another, like, 10 years and I'm going to be like... What are you? Oh, well, I'm probably not going to have any kids in 10 years, but I'm going to be saying,
"You never know."
Yeah, I might. The rate I'm going, I'll probably still be at home. Maybe I'll just raise my kids at home and just never even leave, and then I'll turn into Tula for my big fat Greek wedding. But she, bless her cotton socks, was wonderful. Wasn't
delightful.
She? Delightful. It's really interesting because you never know who you're, how, what type of a reaction you're going to get at things like this. I know that we, James and I, interviewed someone once that James is a big fan of, and she got James was quite disappointed because you just never know how you're going to react. So it was really nice that she was such a wonderful lady. Yeah. So,
well, my Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 is in cinemas very soon, so keep tuned for that.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.